Rebecca.
And I'm Kaylin.
And you are tuning in to Sociologic here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from the very top of Burnaby Mountain.
We're stoked to be your host for the next hour, exploring local and global events using sociological perspectives. Thanks for tuning in.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Sociologic here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, where we are located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. I hope everyone is having a lovely evening, enjoying some of the really nice sunny weather that we've been seeing today and for the whole weekend, which actually perfectly leads me on to the start of every show, which is what are we joyous and happy about from the previous week. And usually I do have Corey, aka DJ Coco, featuring on this. She likes to stay and take part, but unfortunately she isn't in tonight, so it is just me, but that is all okay. I have plenty that I have been joyous and happy about from the past week, most notably probably being that yesterday I spent the evening with one of my friends over here who is actually from England, but we met over here and the weather was so nice and we were originally going to play tennis, but we didn't. And we ended up going to the closest thing we can get to a good old fashioned English pub over here and had a nice pub meal and drinks and a catch up. And the weather just made it perfect. It's one thing I'm really missing is pub gardens and pub garden culture from back home when the weather is nice and everyone is just sitting outside in these kind of crusty old buildings with all of their pints of beer and cider and stuff. So that was a little kind of, I guess, grasp at home life and things. It's always nice to meet up with her because she's also from England. So we have similar chats and we get each other's humor a bit more, that sometimes it kind of falls short a bit over here, which is okay as well. So tonight's episode is going to be kind of an interesting one. I wanted to talk a bit about what's been happening back in the UK, probably for about the past two months. It started around mid-April, but I want to go into a bit of what happened in regard to transgender rights and women's rights, as it was a big turning point in legislation, and I think a lot of miscommunication happened and a lot of stuff kind of went into the media very quickly with people not realizing fully what was meant by the change that happened. And this is to do with what is the definition of a woman in the UK. And even though the UK has kind of separate governments of England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, this kind of definition thing was something that was causing issues interlinking between all of those governments. So this ruling was meant to kind of provide clarity on that, because it impacted a lot of legislature that all aspects of the UK were involved in, but it is specifically as well, I think it was rooted and started off in Scotland, so I will be talking a bit more about Scottish government, but it did affect the whole of the UK. So I'm going to talk a bit about that and kind of the Equality Act, the aftermath, kind of questioning some of the stuff that was said and came about from it, because I think it's kind of an interesting one because it's not something you really hear about every day in terms of advocacy for rights and human rights and things like that. I wouldn't have thought of it to be kind of, it felt a bit like almost the disempowered groups pitted against each other rather than the disempowered groups pitting against the superior group, if that makes sense. So I thought it was a bit of an interesting take, and obviously it's very recent. And I think it's a trend that we're kind of seeing along the Western culture, which I'm going to talk a bit about how there was an expert that spoke about how it was the UK following in America's footsteps, because we're obviously seeing a lot of change happening in the States since Trump became president again, and some similar stuff that followed along with this from previous years as well. So yeah, that's going to be tonight's topic. I have got quite a bit of music, if we have time for it, a lot of songs that I really enjoyed listening to this week. I'm going to start off with a song that was suggested to me. Well, the artist was suggested to me by someone who means a lot to me back home, and I miss him very much. So it was very sweet. He sent me an artist that he thought I would enjoy listening to. So I picked a song from them because he knows I like to play the Hunter a lot, and I do think I am overplaying them ever so slightly over here. Which also reminds me, I do have a song by the Hunter lined up for tonight anyway. But to start us off, we are going to be listening to the song For the Wicked by Friday Pilots Club, and that is a single. And then after that, I'm going to play a song by Good Kid, which I haven't played for a little while, actually. So I went and listened back to some of their stuff, and I'm going to play their song Bubbly. And then after that, I'm going to play the song Summer by The Hunter. I think that is a perfect title for the band, but also the fact that we're having such nice weather recently and it's definitely feeling like summer, I thought it was very relevant. So those will be our starting songs, and then I'll be right back after that to talk a bit about what happened the past 2 months in UK kind of government, politics, news, gender equality and inequalities. So yeah, this is For the Wicked by Friday Pilots Club.
A bit before the opening set of time. So I walked out the back before the second set settled. My dad, I'll miss the rest, that's fine, I guess. The cavern is a crowd around and I could scarce get by on second breath between the press. Now it's 3 a.m. and I don't know how I'll get home. The way is barely paved. I can't keep my eyes from closing, so I'll hit replay.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are currently tuned in to Sociologic, and I'm going to be your host for the rest of the hour up until 8 p.m. where Connor will take over with Bitcoover. And the songs that we just heard were Summer by The Hanna off of their album Dare. And then just before that, we had Bubbly by Good Kid and For the Wicked by Friday Pilots Club. Now, to get right into tonight's topic, I am going to give a bit of a background information on what happened. So essentially, there was a ruling from the Supreme Court in the UK regarding the legal definition of what is a woman in the legislation. So this was because there was a long-running kind of legal debate over a specific piece of Scottish legislation between the Scottish government and a women's rights group that began in around 2018, when the Scottish Parliament passed a bill that was designed to ensure gender balance on public sector boards. Now, the Supreme Court's decision was to set out exactly how the law is meant to treat transgender people and what it means to go through the gender recognition process. So this would also have further implications, including the running of like single-sex spaces and services and measures to tackle discrimination in the future. So the women's rights group that was kind of going against the Scottish government was called For Women Scotland. It was formed back in 2018 when this long-running legal debate happened, because it was in response to the Gender Recognition Act proposals. And they have consistently been arguing for women's only spaces and that giving transgender people further rights will, quote, erode women's rights in the process. They've also been asking for single-sex toilets in schools and seeking to remove transgender women from the definition of women in the Gender Representation on Public Boards Act for Scotland in 2018, which was the specific piece of legislation that kind of caused this whole debate. And there have been, well, this organization has been backed by a number of famous campaigners, and most notable that I would reckon a lot of people will know, being the Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling. She was very vocal on her views of gender and biology since she released a whole series of tweets in 2020 during the pandemic in regard to this, and she's further been vocal on it since this has been going on, and also since the ruling. She's actively, I think it was, she put £70,000 in support for the Organisation for Women for Scotland, because she's been living in Scotland and she's a big advocator for what they were pushing against. So she's been a very big person that's not only involved in the organization but been very vocal since, I guess, before it became a really big thing, when it was in the pandemic, on her views on gender and biology and kind of what a woman is in terms of, I believe it was all to do with menstruation and that being kind of, I guess, the decider of what a woman is, of like whether or not you menstruate. That was her big thing during the pandemic and on her tweets. So the Supreme Court was deciding on the proper interpretations of this and the 2010 Equality Act, which is applied across the whole of Great Britain. So despite Scotland having a separate government and despite Wales having a separate government, obviously this whole issue kind of started in Scotland, but it got brought into the UK as a whole because of the Equality Act legislation. Now, this legislation provides protections against discrimination on a basis of various protected characteristics. So this includes sex and gender reassignment. It includes, I can't remember how many years, but I think it includes age, ethnicity, gender. There's a whole bunch of disabilities one. There's a whole bunch of protected characteristics. And so the debate was that the Scottish government was arguing that transgender people with a gender recognition certificate are entitled to sex-based protections, whereas the For Women Scotland group was arguing it only applied to people that were born biologically female because it's a sex-based protected characteristic, not a gender-based characteristic. So the ruling that was given on the 16th of April of this year, 2025, shows that the UK Supreme Court rules the term sex to mean biological women in the Equality Act 2010. So it was stressed in the speech that was given by, I believe his name was Lord Hodge,
that the equality, so this is the actual quote, the Equality Act 2010 gives transgender people protection not only against discrimination through the protected characteristics of gender reassignment, but also against direct discrimination, indirect discrimination, and harassment in substance in their acquired gender. So the summary is basically saying that transgender people are protected under the Equality Act, but it's not under the sex protected characteristic. It's under gender reassignment. So it's under a different section. And this is because they said that any other interpretation would make the act, quote, incoherent and impracticable. So therefore, a person with a gender recognition certificate in the female gender does not come within the definition of a woman under the Equality Act 2010. Now, there were 9 reasons that there's a whole 88-page document, if anyone would like to read it. There is a whole 88-page document that was read out on kind of all the legislation that this kind of impacts, the judge's reasons behind it, and things like that. So there were 9 reasons that was listed on why the judges ruled the way they have. And I managed to kind of, when I was briefly reading through as much as I could of the 88 pages, and reading kind of the coverage of this when it was happening, I found 6 of the reasons out of the 9. So number 1 was the Equalities Act provides group-based protections against discrimination on the grounds of sex and gender reassignment. So it was not that this would mean transgender people were not protected. They would be, just under a different section. The Equalities Act must be implemented in a, quote, clear and consistent way. Number 3, interpreting sex as a certificated sex would create heterogeneous groupings by cutting across definitions of man and woman in the Equalities Act in a, quote, incoherent way. Number 4, as a matter of ordinary language, cases relating to sex discrimination can only be interpreted as referring to biological women. Number 5, the court rejected the suggestions that words like women can be variable. So if referencing to pregnancy were only for biological women, but other references in the legislation were for certificated sex, then the coherence of the legislation would be undermined, because under the Equality Act, there's certain discrimination clauses to do with pregnancy, maternity leave, and things like that. And number 6, it states that the Scottish government's interpretation of the act would create 2 subgroups, with transgender people possessing a gender recognition certificate having more rights than the transgender people who do not possess a gender recognition certificate. So these were kind of the reasons that, from what I could read and decipher, that were kind of the main focus and what was said during the speech when they gave the ruling as to why they did. So it's kind of coming under the fact that they wanted all the Equality Acts to be implemented in this clear, consistent and coherent way. And also that the clarity of this definition was to do with certain discriminatory cases that could potentially be impacting biological women, and not transgender women. So to group them separately, that aspect, but have them both covered under the Equality Act. So the Supreme Court iterated that the interpretation should not remove protection from transgender people, whether or not they have a gender recognition certificate, quoting that transgender people are protected from discrimination on the grounds of gender reassignment. This was a very clear running thread that I found through the live news coverage, was that for reporters that were actually sat in the room when the ruling was given, it was consistently reinforced that transgender people are still covered under the Equality Act, despite this new definition. Well, not this new definition, but this clarity in the definition in the legislation of what a woman is. And it was quite interesting because they managed to get a lot of people. There was a lot of obviously different emotions when this came out. There was a lot of transgender activists and advocacy groups that were obviously very unhappy and saddened by this. And then there was a lot of the women's rights groups, like the For Women Scotland one, that were rejoicing, even though it was stated that this ruling isn't a victory for either side. It shouldn't be a victory or loss thing. It's about clarity in the legislation so that legislation can be enforced correctly. And I found it interesting because I saw something about a campaign group called Scottish Lesbians. And I instantly thought, okay, they're not going to be, I instantly for some reason was thinking, oh, they're not going to be happy with the ruling because they're going to be part of the LGBTQIA+, which has it has transgender in it, it has lesbians, it has gay, bisexual, all within the same community, right? But this group actually was quite happy with the ruling. They said that this ruling restores freedom of association to lesbians and allows us to exclude biological men from our groups, spaces, and associations. Lesbians have been at the forefront of harm caused by the confusion around the Equality and Gender Recognition Acts. And they add that this case has been an existential one for lesbians, and we are glad to have finally clarity over the law. And this was the same with the LGB Alliance charity, which is the Lesbians, Gay Men and Bisexuals Alliance charity, because they said they were delighted with the ruling because it made it clear for lesbians to form associations of any size that can lawfully exclude men, whether they possess a gender recognition certificate or not. So I found it quite interesting that there were some very outspoken groups that would be, I would have assumed would have been quite close with the transgender community, that were very happy with the legislation because of the desire to exclude biological men from their spaces so that they feel safe and comfortable in their spaces. So I thought it was a very interesting kind of take, and that you had a lot of differing sides and opinions taking place. So in short, to kind of sum up, I guess, all of the confusing terminology and breaking down the legislation of what this ruling means. It means that a person with a gender recognition certificate in the female gender does not come within the definition of a woman under the Equality Act 2010, and the statutory guidance issued by the Scottish ministers is incorrect. Because they were, I think before all of this, the Scottish ministers were saying, yes, they do count as coming under the definition of a woman under the Equality Act 2010. So this was quoted. Gender reassignment and sex are separate bases for discrimination and equality. And that the definition of sex under the